My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Maria Martin, kind enough to hang out with us for a third time. Actually, Maria, I didn't know that you'd come back after the last couple of times we've had you, but happy to have you.
I am very happy to be here. I'm happy to be awake today and see the sunshine outside.
It's a different vibe when you can look out the window and see sun coming up over the city, man, than as opposed to being in the studio up there in Flowery Branch. But we're not up there today because the Falcons have the day off. They will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow night for that live open practice. If you're a fan and want to get out there, make sure you check it out. You know who else knows a lot about Mercedes-Benz Stadium? That's Atlanta United defender Brooks Lennon, who joins us live here on the morning shift. And Brooks, thanks for hanging out with us. Saying, look, this team doesn't look anything like it did 2 or 3 months ago, obviously with the coaching change and a couple of guys who have gone to different teams. But you guys continue to play hard. And I'm just curious, man, as the captain and one of the leaders of this team, how do you continue to get all these guys just pointing in the right direction and playing so gritty?
Yeah, no, I think it's it's tough, like you said, you know, having guys come kind of in and out and, you know, we've had some important players, you know, go on and move on to different teams. So, you know, the thing that we try to focus on here is keeping a strong culture and, you know, a positive environment in training and making sure that every single person on the roster is ready because, you know, we're going to need them. And, you know, we've almost used everybody, you know, top to bottom this year. So, you know, it's been great to see, and you can see, you know, a lot of the young guys are really giving everything they have to get minutes. And, you know, I think the entire team is showing fight and heart. And, you know, we might be down some of our star players, but we're still getting results.
Well, I'm glad
you know, we saw, yeah, we beat, you know, Columbus, which is one of the best teams in the league with, you know, not our strongest roster, which is great to see.
I'm glad you put it that way, too, because Garth Lagerwey has said it a couple of times now, and he kind of points to the fact that, look, we want guys that want to be in Atlanta long-term. We want prime-age players, like he said, that want to be in Atlanta long-term. To me, Brooks, you're that guy. Like, we're so happy to have you as part of Atlanta United. But how important is that, do you think, moving forward for this team, that, hey, we can kind of settle in maybe for a couple of years, get some prime-age guys that we can really make a run at a championship with?
Yeah, no, I think that's super important. I think when you look at any successful organization, you know, they always have kind of a core group of players that you can build on. And I see myself as one of those of those core players. And you know, I'm going to continue to try to use my leadership capabilities to lead this group and this team. And you know, hopefully in the future we can win another MLS Cup and bring some joy to the city.
Brooks, you've known Rob Valentino, your interim coach, for a really long time, and he's done this before, but he's doing it again, and he's doing a great job. Describe what he's like when he takes over a team and he's leading you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Rob knows us all very, very well. He's been at the club since the beginning, and you know, he's been the interim coach before for this team, and it's obviously been a lot of change and different players, but he's always had kind of the same mentality and mindset and how to lead us. And, you know, I think it all starts in training, like I said, with the hard work that, you know, we've been putting in. And we've had some of the toughest sessions we've had all year, you know, under Rob. And I think the way you train is going to translate to how you play at Mercedes-Benz. So it's been very good and very competitive. And we're just going to continue to work hard to get results.
Well, one of the things we've been seeing lately is Saba time. That's what we like to call it whenever Saba gets in and scores. It feels like his kind of role has obviously gotten bigger and bigger. What have you seen over him over the course of the season and how he's grown with a bigger role with his team?
Yeah, I think you know, pointed to it perfectly. I think you know, he originally came in and as one of those players that, you know, you could see he had a bunch of quality, but, you know, at times he was kind of, you know, second choice almost to guys like Almada and Yakumakis. But, you know, those guys have moved on. So he's had to step up, you know, to a bigger role. And, you know, we kind of lean on players like him to, you know, to give us some attacking threat, and you've seen he's gotten some goals and assists for us, so it's great to see.
Brooks, you guys signed Alexei Mirnchuk from Atalanta, and look, it's going to be a while at least before we get to see him here in Atlanta as far as MLS play goes. But look, I think that it's so important for this team to kind of sign some of these guys, these designated players moving forward, and kind of light this fan base back up. What kind of preview can you give us, at least from your understanding of what kind of player he is and what you think he can bring to this team?
Yeah, I think it's very important to kind of, you know, be signing players from Europe. And you see he's coming from a very good team. He's won the Europa League. And so he knows how to win. And yeah, it's super important to fill those roster spots, especially for our fans, for the excitement. You know, you know, move on with Almada and Yakumakis and some of those guys that have done very well for our organization. And now, you know, to excite our fans, it's great to see, you know, a big signing like him. And, you know, we're really looking forward to having him here.
Brooks, I was joking kind of a minute ago before we got you on the line. When you got a guy like Alexei Mirnchuk coming here who knows nothing about Atlanta, knows nothing about Georgia. I mean, what's those conversations like, man? Are you say, hey, man, let's head over to Waffle House, let's get some Chick-fil-A. You know, do you need some Coca-Cola? I mean, what are those questions? What are those conversations like when a guy like that comes into the locker room?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big culture change for a guy like that. Obviously, the weather I think is one of the main points. He's going to be coming in the middle of the summer heat and humidity, so you know, that takes a little bit of adjusting. But also just trying to do everything we can to make him feel, you know, welcome and you know, off the field as well. I know it's tough at times to move to a different country. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be coming over with his family or, you know, what he's going to, you know, what his situation is. So just trying our best to lead and you know, make him feel at home so that, you know, he can make an impact for us right away.
All right, enough. Let's talk about the important stuff.
Here we
Brooks.
Go.
How's the golf game?
It's actually getting better. It's getting better and better.
My member guest is in September. You think you can make it?
Hey, Brooks, don't answer that. You don't want to play with him, I promise.
I'll try to make it. Anytime I get an offer to go out and play golf, I'm down.
Wait, we got 2 days. We got a Friday and a Saturday. I got to check the schedule for you. But
okay. But
look. Before we get to that, you know, because that'll be a tournament that I think you can carry us in. If you got the chance, if you were just said, hey, you got an invitation to play in one golf major, what would you pick? Would it be like the British Open? Would you go to a Masters? You know, U.S.
Oh,
Open?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. I think I would have to say the Masters just because Augusta and that course. I've been here 5 years already and still haven't gotten out there and seen the course and watched the tournament yet. So I've got to get out there at some point. But yeah, I'd have to go with that.
Yeah, the most finely manicured piece of property in the world.
Brooks. Exactly.
You will not believe it. That's Atlanta United defender Brooks Lennon hanging out with us. Brooks, you're always so much fun and kind with your time, buddy. We always appreciate it.
No, of course. Thanks for having me on.
I'll be in touch with those dates. I'll talk to Chris Winkler. We'll make it work.
Don't listen to this man. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift, man. A lot of fun catching up with Brooks Lennon. Obviously, a big signing for them. Yesterday or 2 days ago when that news came down, Alexi Marinchuk will join Atlanta United. And Brooks, obviously, welcoming him with open arms, as will any United fans. It's going to be a little bit, like I said, before we get to see him. And as far as MLS games go, we will see him, I believe, coming up this weekend in the Leagues Cup. But I think it's all the way into the mid-September before we see an MLS game back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh,
so
he might be free then.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to play with you.
I think he did. He sounded like he wanted to play with me.
I think he was just being nice, but that's just me.
He's a nice dude.
I don't know. He sounded very, I'll get out there.
You did say he could carry you guys, so he might do it then.
I mean, well, he's going to have to if we're going to win. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, we got the wake-up call coming up next. If you want to talk to us, 404-726-0929. Maybe if, hey, look, if you're headed to the open practice tomorrow, I want to hear from you as well. And your thoughts on the signing for Atlanta United. You can also hit us on the X at 929 Morning Shift. The Morning Shift rolls on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.